Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's DNA by Little Mix, and we're playing that because we're talking about Photograph 51. I've got Hannah Forsyth in front of me, who plays Rosalind Franklin, of course, one of the team that discovered the secrets of DNA. Good afternoon, Rosalind.
Good afternoon.
Hannah, sorry. You see, you're so in character. Good afternoon, Hannah. Nice to have you with us. Now, Photograph 51, it's at the ADC Theatre from the 9th to the 13th of April. What's it about?
So it's really about the team that discovered the structure of DNA. So obviously, famously, that's Crick and Watson. But I think the play is looking to delve a little bit deeper into some of the other people that were involved, and particularly into the life of Rosalind Franklin, who certainly until recently, I think, was kind of overlooked, and what she did for the discovery of the structure was kind of forgotten. It was obviously three of the scientists involved won a Nobel Prize for it. And she was never really mentioned during that, despite the fact that she had taken these really important photographs of DNA. And the play, it sort of follows the story of it being discovered and why things ended up the way they did, why they ended up with the prize and she didn't.
And so Photograph 51, that's one of the photographs that you're talking about.
It is, yes. It's probably the most important one. It got, I think, the clearest structure of DNA, and from that, Crick and Watson were able to kind of work out what it looked like and how it all fitted together.
So they couldn't have done it without her?
I think it's a matter of scientific debate, but yes, broadly, her work was essential to them discovering the structure. And so that's what I think, anyway.
I agree. And you're playing Rosalind. Wow, that's quite a responsibility, isn't it?
It is, yes. Particularly because, obviously, she was a real person who had, without wanting to give too much away, she had quite an eventful life. And I think it's been really interesting to jump into that. But it is quite a responsibility to play this woman who is now actually really quite famous.
And when you're taking on a role like that, do you just go on what's in the script, or have you done some outside research?
So I think the author, when she first put the play out, said everything that you need to play the characters is in the script. And I think in the case of Rosalind, actually, I probably would agree with that. That said, we were actually very lucky. King's College London let us come in and have a look around their archives, which was brilliant. It was really interesting. So they gave us a chance to look at their notes, look at their letters to each other. What was particularly interesting about that trip, however, is that there actually wasn't very much material on Rosalind Franklin. They had lots of letters between Watson and Crick and Wilkins, one of the other scientists, but they didn't have very much information on Rosalind, which meant really I ended up going back to the script and saying, well, if there's nothing else, let's work with what's in here to work out what she was like and how to portray her.
And of course, there's lots of Cambridge links to this story as well. I mean, you've only got to, well, there's the Eagle Pub, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you been exploring those?
We have,
to go
yes.
To the Eagle Pub. It gives you an excuse.
It's funny you mentioned, I think we are actually planning to go there tomorrow.
It's research.
Absolutely. So I haven't had the chance to visit Newnham, where she studied, but I think a group of them are actually coming along to support the play, which is very nice of them. And obviously there's the Cavendish Laboratory, which is mentioned a couple of times in the script. Quite funny, at one point they actually tell Crick and Watson to stop working on DNA because it's all going so wrong. So there are these little mentions of Cambridge. A couple of the scenes take place in sort of Crick's home in Cambridge. So it's been really nice to be putting it on in a place that's so relevant to the script.
And it's had a West End run, it's won awards, this play. What's so good about it? Why are you enjoying it?
I think for me, it's an unusual play that really gives a voice to quite a difficult woman. Particularly as an actress, it's really nice to come across a part that isn't a stereotype or sort of easily defined. she's such a wonderfully rounded character, who is at times, as I said, I don't give too much away, she's very difficult. And I think it's a really rounded and nuanced part. And then in amongst that, you've got all these other wonderful characters. And the story itself is quite surprising. I like the fact that as you go through it, even though you sort of know the outcome, I think bits of it are still surprising. That it does a really good job of making this quite old story feel contemporary.
And it's not too sciencey. You don't need a science background to...
Thankfully for me, it is not too sciencey. I have very limited science background, and other than a quick trip to King's College, I've largely found that I can understand what's going on. You do see them. You see them working, and they sort of... They talk about some of the things they're doing, some of the experiments, but the focus is more on the people than on the process.
And it's on at the ADC Theatre 9th to the 13th of April, so you must be in the middle of rehearsals.
We are, very much, yes.
How's it going?
It's going well. We are now mostly off book, which has been nice, and I think we're sort of at the stage where we're able to run through the scenes, which is really nice. Rehearsals have been good. They've been a lot of fun, actually, which is sort of a surprise considering the subject matter, but also, I mean, the play itself is, it's quite funny in places. So it's been really nice to get to play with that.
And what about you, Hannah? What about you? Do you want to be an actress? Are you a student? What's your story?
I'm actually studying to be a lawyer at the moment. I did a history degree, which probably, I think, gave me some interest in things like this play, because it's so rooted in these real people. But at the moment, I am training to be a lawyer in Cambridge.
Wow. So a law, that's quite an intense course, isn't it? And then you're learning lines on top of that. You must have some memory.
It's quite intense. We'll see how good my memory is. But actually, it's been a really nice break, I think, from quite intense legal work to just come into a room and play around with this script. It's quite a different set of skills to learning about law. Although that said, obviously, there's some crossover. Having a loud voice helps in both situations. So,
well, good luck with the play. Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
It's Photograph 51. It's on from the 9th to the 13th of April at the ADC Theatre. It's by Anna Ziegler. So if you want to find out more, it's adctheatre.com. So a final pitch now, Hannah, to people, if they're thinking, well, yeah, it sounds good, but I'm not sure. What would you say?
You should come along prepared to laugh, find out a bit more about something you might think you know about already, and I think see a very human story.
Brilliant, brilliant. Honestly, I think it sounds great. I'll be there. 9th to 13th of April, it's Photograph 51, adctheatre.com for more information. Thank you, Hannah. Nice to meet you.